Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to episode number 14 of Intimate Cat Traps. I'm Sarah Marie, your host, and in the background here is little Blazy. Do you want to say hello? Yeah, okay. Well, today's episode was all about, was going to be all about desire and arousal.
What
are you doing? I'm doing a video. No. We'll see where that leads, but I felt called to do something a little bit different today. I was going to actually do the episode on arousal and desire, but I feel called to do one on receiving, because this came up yesterday on one of my calls, and it comes up time and time again, because as women, we are not just doing one thing in one part of our lives, it overlaps into all the others. Example, that's not very nice. Receiving. We may need to pause this episode and come back. We'll see. Receiving was a big one for a lot of people. And now Teddy Cat's coming this way. So we're going to have the whole gang in today's episode. And also we have, do you want to show Scooper? You go hold it up to the camera.
No.
No? Okay. Also, the thing with receiving. It's up there, look. Can you see it? You go away. The people listening in or looking in can see and hear you. From all around the world. That's pretty cool. That is cool. Considering not long ago, when I first started coaching, there was no camera. There was no internet like today. I mean, I've been coaching for 15 years, and when I first started out, I was that 20-year-old life coach. I'm sorry, but nobody wanted to hire me. It was really hard. It's nearly all finished, really. It was really hard, and I think it's still equally as hard if you're young, starting out in the coaching business. But you want to hold some of Mummy's rocks? You want to hold that one?
I'll drop it on the floor and let it.
No, you got to be gentle. No, no, no. You got to be gentle. Blaze. So receiving. Receiving in all areas of our life. Let's see how this episode goes, shall we? Receiving in all areas of our life. You can put on my hat. This came up on the call yesterday, and this comes up time and time again. Can you receive oral in the bedroom? Can you receive love from your lover or from a stranger, care from a stranger? The thing is, how we are in the bedroom is how we are in our life. So everything is affected. So you change the bedroom element of your life and your entire life changes. How incredible is that? I mean, that's insane. That's an inhaler for Mummy's nose. Mummy's sick. Mummy's sick. Got no.
I'm sick.
No. Anyway, no. Back to it. So, this came up yesterday. Okay. And it's. I'll show you. You just gotta do this. You're gonna do that. So, this came up yesterday, and one of the students in the program that I'm doing is having trouble. Like receiving clients in her life, and also receiving somebody that will also give her like love and attention, like a partner. And she is really good at giving, right? She is so good at giving. She can give in her work, she can give to lovers, but she doesn't receive it back. And it's not just for that one thing, it's for a lot of things.
So,
I'm not going to eat it. So I challenge you today to look at your life, particularly focus on your bedroom life and question one element that you're not happy with. Just one. What's one element in your sex life, your bedroom life, that you're not happy with? Thank you. That you're not happy with. And then look and see how else is that affecting other areas of your life. Where are you not happy in that same way in other areas of your life? I challenge you to do that. And you'll be surprised how much they overlap. Okay, darling, I'm gonna go. I've got this little boy to attend to.
Bye.
Bye. have a great day. Bye. And you've got to say subscribe to my channel. And give me a thumbs up if you like this episode. Alright, and don't forget to follow me on Instagram at @SarahMarieLittle. Good job. Alright, good job, alright. No, we don't do that, it's not nice.
I don't do that.